is the season for long gospels, if you hadn't noticed, which presents the preacher with the dilemma, do I preach longer because there's more material to cover, or do I preach shorter to make up for time we've already spent in the Word of God? I'm sure you all will be happy to be the judge of that after Mass. But I'd like to reflect this morning on what is at work in the soul of this man born blind as he encounters the Lord. Because you see, the physical healing of his blindness is meant to be an outward sign of something much deeper and more profound happening in his very soul. And if we read this passage closely, we see that there is a gradual spiritual awakening as this man comes to faith in the divinity of Jesus Christ. After he was cured, his neighbors asked him how his eyes were opened, and he replies simply that the man called Jesus had cured him. And then the Pharisees questioned him about the incident. And when they ask him what he has to say about the one who cured him, he no longer says that it was a mere man who had cured him. Instead, he now says he is a prophet. Then after speaking with his parents, the Pharisees again summon the man. And now he confesses that Jesus is from God. And finally, in the end, our Lord himself seeks out this man for a second time. And he asks him directly, do you believe in the Son of Man? And with pure faith, the man responds, I do believe, Lord. And having confessed him as Lord, we're told he worshiped. This gradual spiritual awakening, which begins with an encounter with a man named Jesus and ends in the worship of this man as Lord and God. He came to understand that this was no mere man he had encountered, but truly the God-man. God himself in the flesh, living among us. Today, in this Holy Mass, our Lord seeks out each one of us individually, particularly as he sought out that man who had been born blind. And he looks each of us, his gaze penetrating our hearts, and he asks us, do you believe in the Son of Man? And how do we respond? It's easy to say yes. We do it each week as we recite the creed. But is it evident in how we live our lives outside of the doors of this building? Is it clear to others who encounter us that Jesus Christ is our Lord and our God? For if he is truly divine, that means he is the source of everything that is. That means he is the one who has given us our own existence. If he is truly the Son of God, it means that he alone can save us from sin and from death. It means that he deserves our everything. Early in this gospel, our Lord compared himself to the Son. He said, I am the light of the world. What is the light of our world but the sun? And if we look at this analogy, the sun is at the center of our solar system and everything else revolves around it. So if Jesus Christ is truly the light of our world and the light of our lives, the whole of our life must center on him. We, if you will, must orbit him as the planets orbit the sun. Father Pedro Arrupe was Superior General of the Jesuits from 1965 until 1983. And he once wrote a very beautiful reflection that helps us understand just how practical it is to truly believe and to love God. He wrote, "Nothing is more practical than finding God, than falling in love in a quite absolute, final way. What you are in love with, what seizes your imagination, will affect everything. It will decide what will get you out of bed in the morning, what you do with your evenings, how you spend your weekends, what you read, whom you know, what breaks your heart, and what amazes you with joy and gratitude." Think about these things. What is it that gets me out of bed in the morning? What is it that decides what I will do with my evenings and how I will spend my weekends? What I will read, whom I know, what breaks my heart, and what amazes me? If our answer to each of those questions is anything other than Jesus Christ, then we have some work to do. And we all can admit that we need deeper conversion, that our life is not perfectly centered on Him, the light of this world. So as that man who cured the blind man so long ago will in a moment be present to us here on the altar, Jesus Christ will truly be with us, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Holy Eucharist. Let's beg Him for the grace today to center our lives more fully on Him. Let's beg Him for the grace to draw us to Himself as the sun, by its gravitational force, draws everything in the solar system to itself. Let's ask Him for the grace to fall more deeply in love with Him, to stay in love, so that He and He alone will decide everything for us. Saint Gerard Majella, pray for us.